Hi guys. I'm here in my new apartment. I have had conversations with my therapist, with my parents, with my sisters about if I was gonna do this apartment tour or not. I was kind of embarrassed about the apartment. It felt like too much. It felt like, I don't know, like too fancy. It felt like something I didn't see for myself until I was like married or something, or I don't know. It's not that I couldn't see myself in an apartment like this. I just couldn't see myself in an apartment like this at this time in my life. I didn't see this coming. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful surprise, but I didn't see it. My therapist said that oftentimes people of color especially have shame around their success. And especially if you're in a position like me where I have reached heights that I did not know I could reach, and God has worked miracles in my career and has opened doors for me in ways that I couldn't have seen it coming. And I've struggled for so long. I think I kind of just figured the struggle was real, but the come up was real, and I did not know that the come up was so real. It's very real. It's happening right now. So I'm gonna give you guys a little story time, and then I'm gonna show you guys around. Sound good? So this story starts about 5 years ago when I decided to move into a more modest apartment. I still had my corporate job. I was still struggling to pay the bills. And so when the opportunity came to move into this more modest apartment, I moved in. The bathroom, like if you've ever been on a plane and you know those tiny bathrooms, that was kind of how my bathroom felt. Now I moved in with my eyes wide open. I knew that the floors needed to be redone. The first thing we did, the guy I was dating at the time, and I think my dad was in town, and everybody came with duct tape. And we duct taped the floors because it was like hardwood floors, but there were spaces in the floors where animals could potentially come up from the floor. So I knew what I was getting into, and that the apartment had had some, like, you know, animal control issues, but we duct taped the floors and we put like heavy rugs down and kind of like protected the space from the bottom. And then, you know, I moved in. So a couple months into moving into the more modest apartment, I went to see one of my friends. I told you all my friends have these fabulous corporate jobs, and she had this epic apartment and this big deep bathtub and chrome appliances. And I called my play sister like, oh my gosh, like I hate my apartment. It's like, ugh. And my play sister was like, but how much is she paying a month in rent and how much are you paying? Like you have goals, you have financial goals, you have career goals. Stay the course and don't get distracted by what other people have. You have what you have right now and it's for a reason. So I listened to her and I took heed to that and I kind of calmed myself down. There were ways that my more modest apartment really was a blessing to me. The apartment had no closets. If you guys remember, I always had that closet unit behind me. That was the only closet that I had, but the apartment had two bedrooms. I quit my corporate job in 2015 and I had saved up a sizable amount. And by the time 2016 rolled around, between the KirbyCon not making as much money as we thought it would and us still trying to, you know, pour into that dream, just financially, by the end of my first year of working for myself, I was depleted. And things weren't looking good financially, and I was considering trying to get like a part-time like writing job for like a beauty brand. Like I couldn't get jobs that I normally could have like easily gotten. I was like, okay, God, there must be a reason that you don't want me to go back to work. Like I guess I'm supposed to keep pushing towards this whole entrepreneur vision that I have for myself. I really prayed and started trying to think of what are ways that I could use my resources to kind of get me through financially hard times. Cause I was making money, but it's like when you're an influencer, you might need to pay rent like in 2 weeks and you do a job and they're like, we're gonna pay you in 90 days. And you're like, but. So I was trying to get that flow. Like in the beginning, I had this financial reserve that was kind of coasting me while I was waiting on invoices. But as that reserve got smaller and smaller and smaller, I was just like, I felt like I was just hemorrhaging money. So the apartment, even though it was rough, even though the floors were duct tape, it was a blessing to me because it had two bedrooms. Even though it didn't have any closets, it had two bedrooms. And so what I decided to do for most of 2016, you guys didn't know this, but your girl was struggling in 2016. And so what I did is I moved all of my stuff into one bedroom and turned the second bedroom into an Airbnb space. And moving all of my stuff into one bedroom when I had no closets, it was a lot. And I basically slept on an air mattress, like surrounded by all of my things when I would have Airbnb guests come in. Like I would give them the nicer bedroom and I would just sleep in my like fake closet on an air mattress in an apartment with duct tape floors. So I was not sleeping well, but the Airbnb money was consistent. And it would come like the minute they checked in, I would have the check the next day from Airbnb. So I was like Airbnb being my apartment just to make ends meet. And so that's why I never talk bad about my modest apartment, because that apartment was so cheap that I could live alone. It was so cheap that I could quit my job and still be able to afford my rent. It was built in a way that I could use it as an asset. Like, so I didn't have to borrow money from my parents or go drive Uber. I used the apartment as an asset too. Things kind of started to like even out in 2017. Like things, I felt like I was on this like awful roller coaster for 2016. And then in 2017, I got smarter about my business. I put in a lot more strategy. I started figuring out how to work smarter and not harder, and different ways that I could bring in income through the work that I love to do, right? Cause I was like, I don't wanna drive Uber. Like I wanna serve you guys and like bring positivity to the world. And I know there's a way I can make money from it, but like, I really honed in on the strategies to make sure that like a little bit of money from this and a little bit of money from that would add up to the way, to the point where I could start to like feel good about paying my bills. That's a whole nother video for another day on how I did that. If you guys want a video on that, let me know. Basically, I was starting to feel like in the next few years, I want to try to buy an apartment. And so I want to get my finances together so that I can do that. And a few other things that I was able to do living in a more modest apartment, I was able to travel a lot. I was able to buy the handbags that I wanted. I was able to shop and spend and eat out and Uber without thinking because my rent was just so low, right? So I was definitely living like a fabulous lifestyle and then coming home to a very modest home, right? So then some of you guys have asked about the California move. I did decide that I wanted to be bi-coastal. A lot of that had to do with getting sick. When I got sick and I was in the hospital for a month, I freaked out. Like it was awful. And when I was done with that trauma, when I finally got out of the hospital and was released, like to think that you're not feeling well, end up in the hospital, end up having to have surgery, not being able to walk, ending up in a wheelchair, ending up in a walker, having to do physical therapy, all of that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I am a single girl living in New York City. Thank God my family can afford to come and live with me while I recover. I just freaked out. And I was like, I don't want to be away from home. I want to be close to my family. So I made, you know, the decision to be bi-coastal. Again, I could make that decision because my New York apartment was so cheap. So I was like, well, I have a cheap New York apartment. California rent won't be as bad as Manhattan rent. If between the two apartments, I'll kind of pay normal rent, was kind of my thinking. And somewhere along the line, it was very clear that from a work perspective, I need to be in New York City. So I had the California apartment, and I think 2 months went by where work had me in New York consistently. And I was just praying and praying, and it was clear that like me moving to California was an impulse move. It was a move that I made out of fear. And instead of being grateful that God protected me while I was sick and that God brought my family around me and that I got sick while my sister was in town, like I was never alone. My dad flew in, like everything. Instead of being grateful for that, I went into, well, what if it wasn't like that? And tried to like move home to prevent something, instead of saying like, okay, God, you always have my back. Like you always have the right people around me for the right things. When Ziggy passed away, my sister was on a plane landing. My mom in New York, my mom was getting on the plane. Like when big tragedies happen to me, God always works it out that my family is around me. So me deciding to remove myself from where I'm supposed to be in New York and move to my family, in a way was kind of dishonoring the way that God works in my life, right? So I kind of had to be like, okay, God, forgive me. Sorry, I didn't trust you. So he made it very clear. You guys know me and God, we be rocking out together. So a few months ago, I did close out the California apartment. I did make a big thing about it because I was just like, when do I bring it up? I just kind of didn't, but I kept my car out there. So I am still bi-coastal, but when brands fly me out, I stay in hotels, but I have my car and I use that to kind of get around from LA or wherever I need to go. So that answers that. Probably a few months before Ziggy passed away, it's like when you live in an older home or an older building, you probably can relate to this. I feel like the buildings catch, it's almost like the building can catch a cold or catch an issue like seasonally. Like I'd be like, suddenly there are bugs around here I've never seen before. And then they would just go away. And suddenly a few months before Ziggy passed away, like we were sitting on the couch watching TV and a mouse just like came from under the couch. And I was like, and dogs don't really react to mice like cats do. So Ziggy, I think, was napping. And I was like, Ziggy, a mouse. And Ziggy was like, I'm sleeping. Like, do you need something? So I ended up having to hire my own pest control because the building's pest control was just trash. So I was paying for pest control out of my own pocket. That's how bad it was in the building. And so over time, progressively, the types of animals that were starting to show up just got worse and worse and worse. And I do believe that when Ziggy passed away and like there wasn't a big animal smell in my apartment, I think like I just became susceptible and there were holes in areas that I could not see. So we had duct taped the floors and like put the carpets down, but like where the floor and the wall connected, I found out after the animals showed up that there were like huge holes that where the building had kind of like come apart. And I just didn't know. But the animals knew and they found their way in. I couldn't sleep. I was freaking out. I had anxiety all the time. Ziggy wasn't there. I was alone. Like it got to the point where my therapist was like, you need to move. And for me, I think I had a couple things. One, I had a plan that I was gonna live in this apartment, this modest apartment, and slum it for 2 more years and then buy a home in 2020. That was my plan. If you follow me on Instagram, you know I had just gone to a home buyer's class when all of this started happening. And then the other thing, when my therapist was like, maybe you should look into moving, I knew that if I moved, I didn't want to live with a roommate. I didn't want to live out in New Jersey somewhere. I didn't want to live in another modest apartment. Like I knew when I left that modest apartment, I wanted to move into a luxury building. I wanted amenities. Like I wanted all the things that I had gone without. I wanted to go from like duct tape floors to like beautiful hardwood floors. You know what I mean? I didn't think that I was worthy of that right now. So my therapist kept saying, you need to, sorry, gosh, me and the crying, it's been a lot. My therapist was like, you need to look into moving. And I was like, I can't move. I can't move for this reason. I can't move for that reason. I'm an influencer. How am I going to prove my income? This is crazy. In my head, it was like, if I buy a place, then it'll just be mine and I won't have to worry about it. Or if I rent again in a luxury building, it'll be because I have a partner or I'm married or something like that. And I'm doing it with him, right? So the idea of me renting the type of apartment that I wanted on my own in 2018, I did not think it could happen. I didn't. And I didn't think that I was in a place where I deserved it yet. I felt like I needed to work harder. I felt like I needed to do more. I felt like I needed to save more. I feel like all these things. So as I mentioned on Instagram, I basically immediately, once the like crazy animals showed up, I just packed a bag. I think I had just come back from a trip. So I just kind of picked up my suitcase and like was like, you animals, you have that apartment now. I don't live there anymore. And I moved to Jersey City for a couple weeks and moved into temporary housing. You guys saw that video, whatever. I'll link it for anybody who missed it. And I just talked to my parents and talked to my therapist and talked to my parents and talked to my therapist and like figured out a game plan. And so I did start looking into apartments and I did start looking into, okay, like what could I do? I think when it comes to me and success, I'm usually the last person to know. And so I think it's good to have people outside of you that are like, you might not think you can reach this goal, but why don't you try and just see what happens? And that's what my parents and my therapist did with me in this apartment. So I basically did kind of an audit of my life, and I decided that I had been living in a modest apartment, but living a very luxurious life. I was traveling, I had my handbags, I was doing it big, you know, all that kind of stuff. But I ran the numbers and I realized that if I brought my lifestyle down, I could move into a more luxury apartment. So once the numbers started to shake out, and once I sat down with the idea of like less fancy of a lifestyle, but a fancy home, or a home that I felt comfortable in, or a home that I could sleep in without anxiety and not like feeling like something's crawling on you in the night all the time, which I was literally sleeping like this. Like, it was awful. So I decided to trade in my sanity for an upgrade in my apartment. I had a girls trip planned to Art Basel in Miami, canceled it. I had a trip planned to go to Nigeria for December and January, canceled it. Like, I started looking at what are the financial sacrifices I can make. I haven't had my eyelashes done in forever. Like, I just started like slashing things out of my budget to see like, could I make this rent? And I could. I basically had decided that it didn't make sense for me to walk around with like the bag of my dreams and like the outfits of my dreams and then come home and not even be able to sleep because I'm not comfortable in my space, right? So I took a hard look at that. It was a health issue. It was a mental health issue. It was a physical health issue. It had to end. And so as I mentioned in the video before, like I just went through the process of trying to prove that I as an influencer make enough money to manage the rent that an apartment like this requires. And I do. And I don't like people counting my coins at all, but I do think it's important for all of us to know that the things that we dream about are possible. I saw myself in a place like this. I didn't see myself in a place like this on my own. I didn't see myself in a place like this based on what I did and the work that I, like I thought that I would kind of be this like entrepreneur girl and then a man would come and bring me to the level where I could have the things that I desired. I still need a man to come so that we can level up some more. Don't get me wrong. Like, this is like, we're making this work, but it's major sacrifices. So whenever God wants to send a helpmate, I am ready. If somebody wants to come split this rent, I am ready. But that being said, God has blessed me enough that I can make this work, that I was approved for the apartment, that I cut all the checks needed, and it happened. So I live here now, and I can't wait to show you guys around, but I don't want to show you around without the context of what it took for me to get here. Duct taping my hardwood floors, sleeping on those same floors while letting an Airbnb live in my bed. Like, there were sacrifices while I pursued my dreams of building my personal brand, of building the KirbyCon brand, of speaking more. Like, these are dreams that I've been like, okay, God, like, this is what I would like to do. This is what I feel like I should be doing. What? And so there's a scripture that says like, your gifts will make room for you. And I feel like I am living that. I'm a living, walking, like proof of your gifts will make room for you. The very gifts that I had that I felt like nobody saw or wanted or appreciated are the gifts that have got me to an apartment that I could not have dreamed of for myself. And I think I said this in the tour, but I'm going to say it again because it's worth saying a million times. You guys are a part of that. If you guys didn't watch my stuff, your support helps me to do this. This helps me to make better content for you. Me showing this to you guys is not about look what I have. Me showing this to you guys is about look what God can do and look at what can happen if you follow through on the visions that you're given. Because those little thoughts and ideas that you have, they're not accidents. At the end of the day, working a corporate job would not have got me to a place where I could afford an apartment like this. The system isn't set up like that. Getting a 1 or 2% raise every year would get me this when I was 85, maybe, you know what I mean? Using your gifts to make room for you, anything's possible. we are in this together. Just like when I met Will Smith and I was like, we in here? Just like when I met Serena Williams and I was like, we in here? Guys, we in here. We just moved into a new apartment. I cannot wait to show you around. So without further ado, welcome to my new apartment. Guys, I'm so happy to be here in my brand new apartment. Like I always say, when exciting things happen, we did this together. So we in here. This is our apartment. We just got a new place. Let me show you where we live. Okay, so when you walk in, it's actually pretty brightly lit, which is new and different from my old apartment. So when you walk in, the first thing you have is my kitchen. The kitchen is right off the door, and it's like, one of the things that I liked about this layout is that it also has the breakfast bar. So in New York, sometimes the kitchen and living room are like one and the same, but I like that with this kitchen setup, I can do like hosting, and if someone's sitting here, like I can still be cooking over there and like talk to people, but there's that nice line of demarcation between the eating area and the living area. I plan to get some stools to put under this bar. If you guys have any cute stools that you've seen around, let me know. A big win is that I have a dishwasher. Oh, hey. This is also very new for me, and a nice deep sink as well. The cabinets are blue, and it's not a blue that I would have chosen, but I really like it because it's not dark. And then I was showing it to my sisters on FaceTime, and they were asking me if the cabinets were made out of like dry erase, which they kind of are. So I feel like they've got some ideas for me on like how I can be like artistic and like draw on the cabinets. So we'll see what they have to say about that. Next up is the bathroom. Ugh, you guys don't understand. There are reasons you guys have never seen me do a bathroom video at my old apartment. It was like, think of like an airplane bathroom. That's pretty much what I had in my house. So this bathroom for me is huge in so many ways. It's big, it's spacious, and it's a big deal. I will probably ask the super to swap out the shower head. I haven't taken a shower in here yet. I just came from the hotel, so I need to get a shower curtain and all that. But I am very sensitive about my water pressure, so this might be the first thing that gets swapped out. I'm a Cancer, so water and my water experiences are very important. We have a little bathtub. And then, hi! This is, also a big deal for me. I have not had a medicine cabinet in 5 years. So having a medicine cabinet is a really big deal to me. Just a way to be organized, and I have some ideas around content. Those are my blood thinners, always taking my meds now so I don't get sick again. And yeah, so we'll also storage. Ah, so excited. Okay, toilet, you know what happens there. This is the living room area. Yes, that is a balcony, terrace, tiny little outdoor space. When I tell you this is my dream apartment, you guys, this is my dream apartment. The natural light is gonna be great for me. Like, I do get a little blue in the winter months, so I'm excited about just having a lot more natural light. This is kind of how the living room flows. So it's like bathroom right there, kitchen there. The bathroom does have a fan. My mom asked me about that. The bathroom being right off the kitchen isn't my favorite moment, but I'll get over it. It's not gonna be perfect. I got some deliveries from Amazon already. And oh, now's the bedroom. What I love is that the doors are actually in the wall, which saves a lot of space. So they're not like swinging out, which can be good. I've got these cool like ledges too on each window, which I feel like I can make into like, I don't know if it should be like a raised window seat or something. I don't know. But this is the bedroom. I got a queen bed, so it's taken up the majority of the space, but we will work it out. Again, great natural light. So happy to be here. And for the first time in 5 years, I have a closet. Yeah, I haven't had a closet for 5 years. I had to like install a closet in my old apartment. So it's nice to just have one built in. And there's just a few things that I had like brought with me when I got up here at first. So I am gonna give you guys a little sneak peek of the view from my apartment.
Unlock the door.
So this is my view. This is what I see from my apartment every morning and at night. It's all lit up. To that big building on the right is the Empire State Building. So it's always different colors. It's really beautiful to see. God is amazing, and I am grateful. I never thought that seeing an animal in my apartment would in 3 weeks mean that I was living in my dream apartment. I did not see this coming, but God always has a plan. So just know when things get rocky, when things get rough, good and better things are always on the way.